about 4:09 on Monday the 17th. I just got a call from Valerie Christie. Hey, Valerie, how you doing?
Hey, all right, a little cold out here.
You're at the town clock braving the wind and the cold, and it's still sun. It's not raining down there.
No, it's threatening, but it doesn't look like it's going to do it yet.
And you say there's a, I guess, when I left yesterday, there was a Union of the Homeless banner. I guess
yeah.
The Food Not Bombs may have a placard, and there's also a canopy and a table or two.
Yeah, so that if it rains on them, they can just stand here, and they got coffee and all kinds of food. It's good.
What kind of food is there?
I don't know. Robert wants to know what kind of food there is.
Well, have you sampled the salad? Have you sampled the food there, Valerie?
No, I don't particularly need to. I'm going to come home and eat and stuff, so I'm sure it's good, though.
How many people are there?
Let's see. It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, about 8 or 9 people.
And who's doing, is there a food server who wants to talk for free radio or not?
Cool for somebody to use my phone, though?
Just make sure you wipe it when you get home, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Fish would like to talk to you. You want to say hi to Robert? He's interviewing. Can I tell him how things are going?
Hey, Robert. How's it going?
Hey there, Fish, or Fishy Guy, as I might call you.
Yeah. You can call me Travis from Food Not Bombs. It's okay.
I remember your earlier identity. How long have you been there today?
I can't remember, actually. I just started, I don't know. I've been here, 3 or 4 hours. I remember I think I came here at, 10 o'clock.
Huh, so now...
I don't even know what time it is, actually.
So it's now...
I haven't even looked at the clock.
Yeah, it's 6 hours later. It's about a little after four. How many people would you say you've served today, if you estimate?
I don't know. I'm not counting, actually. A lot less than usual. I was expecting a huge line when the food showed up, and it's a lot less. We had some people drop some coffee off and stuff like that, so the coffee was popular for a while. And then we just got pretty decent shipment of food in because she already mentioned the amenities that we have of the salad, fruit salad, beans, rice, and soup. We made some bread bowls out of some other bread things that we had. We have a whole trash bag full of bread bowls, so he was cut. I'm sorry, so what was your name again? This is my new co-partner. I'm really bad with interviews. This is like leaving a
no. You're doing fine.
Answering machine message.
You're doing good. You're doing good, Travis, or Fish, if you will.
Okay.
What?
Thank you.
No, you are. How long do you expect this food service will go on? Do we have any sense of, do you and the Food Not Bombs kitchen people tend to keep this going through the night tonight, or?
Yeah, I would say this is going to go on as long as possible. I mean, someone else is going to come and probably take over, but we're just doing shifts and we're going graveyard the whole way.
Well, that sounds great. Because I know that I'm wondering if tomorrow, I'm inviting people to come tomorrow at noon to kind of do a food serving meeting there. Have you gotten any flack from deputy sheriffs or other authorities for?
No, not yet. But we have been getting sideways glances a lot of what the hell are we doing here?
Uh huh. Any signs?
Other than that, they won't even get out of their cars.
Well, that's, they don't want to be, polluted by your kind. That's what's happening. I was going to ask you something. Are many people who are showing up seem to be sick? Well, what's the general health report?
I can't tell, but you know, there's also issues with people that have no symptoms whatsoever and they spread it to 17 of their family members.
No, I understand.
I mean,
what about visibly ill people? Has any of that happened?
I haven't seen there. You know, there's some coughing and sneezing around, but I don't see it as frequent. You know.
And are people stopping to eat their food there, or are they taking it away?
Some of them are taking it away, and some of them are chilling out to eat. But we've got a tape around the tent. And they've got the tables pulled back at least 2.5 feet from the tape. So you have to pass the food to them, and they can't really touch the tables or set anything on the tables.
Mm-hmm. How about the Food Not Bombs volunteers? Are you having a shortage? Are more and more people showing up to help?
There's this guy that was here, and he's been here when I got here. And he's been here for a really long time, and... Yeah, he's the man right now. I showed up and I was just the lackey that was just like, oh, I kind of know what I'm doing. Keith will let me behind the tent, so he's the one that's really been carrying it out. He's working right now.
Now, do you have no sense of whether more people are joining to help or is it less? I mean,
we're trying to keep space from people. We have to use our own personal judgment if they're very clean. They can't be, you know, if there are any symptoms whatsoever, we can't take them in right now.
I understand.
And if they do have any slight symptoms whatsoever, then they have to wear a face mask.
I understand. But my question is, are you getting more volunteers or are you losing the volunteers?
Well, there's two volunteers now, and one of them is me.
And you've been doing it for 6 hours.
Yeah, other people are showing up and dropping off food, and we got some containers from a closed-down restaurant. And, I think we're doing pretty good.
Now, you live outside yourself?
Yes.
How is that situation treating you as far as... Has the current, you know, declaration of the county health emergency last night?
You know what? I woke up this morning. It seemed like every other morning. The only difference is I've asked for somebody to save a machete in their office, and I'm going to gather up some money. So I'm accepting donations to have my own machete and walk around town with it. Because the knife doesn't seem to be scaring people away when I'm trying to charge my phone.
I can't comment on that one there, Fish.
People are very, very obsessive about their phones. And they're willing to do anything to charge their phones. So somebody tried to chase me around today. I need a little more incentive on, I need to charge my phone right now.
Huh. Well, I will get a report from you in the future on how that goes.
Where are all the phone chargers?
Anything you want to do, anything else you want to say, Machete Man?
Anything, it's getting a little more popular right now. This is kind of like drawing me away from what I'm actually thinking about as the elephant in the room that we do not want to bring up.
Which is what?
You already know.
Oh, okay. Well, I probably...
We're trying to be extra clean, and we're trying to be extra protective of other people's health and our own.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'm going to leave it there, and thank you for the update, and I will... Maybe if you're up and about, I'll see you tomorrow at noon when we do our Huff, Food Not Bombs, Union, who knows what else meeting, if it actually happens. And if I don't see you, you'll hear my voice coming over the phone if somebody has an operational phone, and I'll be on speakerphone. So there you are. Thank you, Fish. I appreciate your, you know, checking in.
Thank you very much.
And give my regards to Valerie. Or maybe is that her phone or your phone? I don't know whose phone it is.
John. Yes, this is her phone right now.
Now, don't spit on it or lick it.
I'm not spitting on the phone or licking it right now.
Well, why not? Give it a quick lick.
No, I do have an adrenaline rush going for most of the day because we get a lot of coffee. But other than that, I could be sweating on it. I'm not sure.
But you're breathing on it. I saw you.
I'm trying not to breathe on it. I'm breathing away from the phone right now.
You're the man. You're the man.
I might drop it in some coffee, though.
That's an idea. Thank you.
Okay, have a good one, Robert. And I'll see you later.
You too, man. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Robert.
Hey, Valerie, anything else you want to add before I cut this one off?
Just really beautiful to see Camp Cooper over here. I'm happy everybody's hanging in there and doing all right. And
now this is the camp across the street from the town clock,
yeah.
Next to the post office. Have you noticed anything different or unusual? Any experiences you want to pass on?
Not a whole lot. You know, I'm just happy to see everybody here and not getting kicked out, and you know, being able to take care of each other, and that's good to see.
How many tents would you estimate they're down there?
Oh, geez, it's hard to see because the cars kind of block it. It looks like maybe about six or seven.
And
could be more.
How about stores and restaurants and so forth, coffee shops? Did you get any sense of, was there much more closing of that today than in the past? What do you think?
Yeah, I went to the bakery, and they're going to be closed tomorrow until somewhere in April.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not even going to stay open. Today they were only giving people bagels to go out with. They weren't even letting people sit down inside.
Uh-huh.
And the coffee roasting company, the whole front area is all closed out. Nobody can sit outside, which I think is stupid. And it looks like they don't look like they're open, but they could be. People may be going in and grabbing coffee and leaving.
How about
is dead down here. I mean, it's like the holidays. There's hardly anyone here.
How about Starbucks?
I didn't see what Starbucks was doing. I'm assuming that they're open to go in and get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Thank you. I was curious how things are going downtown, so that I could keep my own hold up in the house status here.
Yeah, you got to be careful. It's just dead, you know. I mean, all you see is homeless people wandering around. Mostly, there were a few people walking around, but very few. Like I said, it looks like Christmas Day. You know, it's just dead.
Mm.
A few more people driving around than you would see on a holiday.
Are the movie theaters indicating they're open? That you noticed or not?
Movie theater on Del Mar says we're closed. Everybody take care of each other. See you later.
How about
the movie theater is shut. That one is, anyway. I don't know about the Cinema 9, but I'm assuming that they're starting to close the theaters because they don't want a place where people hang out. You know, they made that a law at midnight last night, right?
Yep.
So I think they're discouraging that. But it's just lovely to see everybody's here. And everybody's doing the best they can, take care of each other, and I like that. I just wish we had porta potties.
Wouldn't that be nice?
City.
Yeah, you haven't checked to see if any of the porta potties are actually open.
No, I haven't. That's a good question.
Well, we may sign you up for the shit squad soon, so watch out.
Yeah. Well, I think they should take those ones for the farmer's market and just bring them right down here. You know, but they're gonna. I heard the farmer's market was going to happen tomorrow. Who is that? Somebody told me that.
Really? Okay. Well, that's interesting. I'd be surprised, but I guess it could happen.
I would be too.
Well, look, thank you. And anything you want to conclude with?
I don't think so.
Well, then, goodbye and good luck.
Yeah, I wish there was more to report, but that's the way it is.
All right, babe.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.